Sixth question. Then, Sukeshas Bharadwaj asked him saying, Sir, Hiranyanabha, the prince of Kosala, came to me and asked this question. Do you know the person of 16 parts, O Bharadwaja? I said to the prince, I do not know him. If I knew him, how should I not tell you? Surely he who speaks what is untrue withers away to the very root. Therefore, I will not say what is untrue. Then he mounted his chariot and went away silently. Now I ask you, what is that person? He replied, Friend, that person is here within the body. He in whom these 16 parts arise. That person had reflected, What is it by whose departure I shall depart, and by whose staying I shall stay? He sent forth prana, spirit. From prana, sraddha, faith, space, air, light, water, earth, senses, mind, food. From food came vigor, penance, hymns, sacrifice, the worlds, and in the worlds, the names also. As the flowing rivers that go towards the ocean, when they have reached the ocean, vanish into it. Their names and forms are broken up, and people speak of the ocean only. Exactly thus, these 16 parts of the spectator that go towards the person, Purusha, when they have reached the person, vanish into him. Their names and forms are broken up, and people speak of the person only, and he becomes without parts, an immortal. On this, there is this verse. That person it is in whom these 16 parts rest, like spokes in the nave of a wheel. That is the person who alone is to be known. Know him, lest death should hurt you. Then Pippalada said to him, Only thus far do I know the Supreme Brahman. There is nothing higher than it. And they, praising him, said, You indeed are our father, you who carry us from our ignorance to the other shore. Adoration to the highest rishis. Adoration to the highest rishis.